This is a summary of Israeli war crimes committed in Palestine ending the week of 30 March 2005. Here is a summary. Israeli occupation forces launch more attacks in occupied Palestine. 12 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children and 2 brothers, were wounded by Israeli occupation forces. Construction of the annexation or apartheid wall on the West Bank has continued. More areas of Palestinian land were confiscated for this purpose in Jerusalem, Qalqilya, and Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers have continued to attack Palestinian civilians and property in the West Bank. 10 Palestinian civilians were severely beaten by Israeli settlers in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Israeli occupation forces conducted a series of incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank. Homes were raided and at least 30 Palestinian civilians were arrested. A number of homes were transformed by Israeli occupation forces into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have also continued to impose a total siege in occupied Palestine. Israeli occupation forces have continued to close a number of roads since the beginning of the current intifada and have positioned checkpoints and arrested a number of Palestinian civilians throughout occupied Palestine. Here are some more details of those summary findings. Despite the fact that there have been no loss of Palestinian life in the last week, Israeli occupation forces have continued to expand settlements, construct the annexation or apartheid wall, continue incursions into Palestinian areas resulting in arbitrary arrests and injuries to Palestinian civilians, and maintain a situation of closures and checkpoints throughout the occupied Palestine. Despite the image that Israel wishes to portray of Israeli occupation forces withdrawing from a number of towns in the West Bank, including Tel Karim and Jericho, Israel still exerts tremendous control over these areas and the daily lives of Palestinians within them, and they remain the occupying power. This week, human rights violations perpetrated by Israeli occupation forces included shooting at Palestinian civilians, incursions into Palestinian areas, house raids, and arbitrary arrests. In violation of international law and humanitarian law, Israeli occupation forces have also continued the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank and confiscated more areas of Palestinian land for this purpose. They have continued to expand existing settlements at the expense of Palestinian land in violations of Palestinian civil, political, economic, social, and cultural rights. Contrary to Israeli official claims, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians throughout occupied Palestine. This week, Israeli occupation forces conducted 24 military incursions into Palestinian areas in the West Bank, during which they opened fire at residential areas and raided and searched homes. The widest incursion was into Jenin on 28 March 2005, during which the Israeli occupation forces arrested 12 Palestinian civilians. In addition, 8 Palestinian civilians, including 4 children and 2 brothers, were wounded, and some others suffered from tear gas inhalation. Israeli occupation forces during the reported period also arrested 29 Palestinian civilians, including 2 children and 3 police. They also seized 3 homes and transferred them into military sites. Israeli occupation forces have continued to construct the annexation or apartheid wall inside the West Bank, especially in Ramallah and Hebron. For the purposes of constructing the wall, they confiscated 224 dunams of land in the villages of Zun and Kafur Tuluth near Qalqilya, and 170 dunams in the villages of Al-Jib and Nabi Samuel near Jerusalem. They also ordered the evacuation of 4,000 dunams of land in the Nahalin village near Bethlehem. This week, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrators near Bethlehem. Additionally, this week, Israeli occupation forces used force to disperse peaceful demonstrators organized by Palestinian civilians in the protests and construction of the annexation wall. 4 Palestinian civilians were wounded, and a number of others suffered from tear gas inhalation. Israeli settlers living in occupied Palestine in violation of international humanitarian law have launched a series of attacks against Palestinian civilians and property. This week, they severely beat 10 Palestinian civilians, including 6 children, in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Contrary to Israeli claims, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a tightened siege in occupied Palestine, including Jerusalem. On Wednesday morning, 23 March 2005, Israeli occupation forces imposed a comprehensive closure in occupied Palestine for the Jewish Purim. The closure continued until Monday morning, 28 March 2005. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli occupation forces have continued to completely or partially close all border crossings in the Gaza Strip and impose severe restrictions on the internal movement of Palestinian civilians. They've also continued to close a number of roads and crossings in the Gaza Strip since the beginning of the current Intifada. The Israeli occupation forces have continued to pose a strict siege on Palestinian communities near Israeli settlements, causing more suffering to Palestinian civilians. Since the beginning of this month, Israeli occupation forces have used a special checking device which causes health problems. This week, Israeli occupation forces continue to pose severe restrictions on the travel through the Rafah International Crossing Point on the Egyptian border. They also arrested a man and his son. In the West Bank, Israeli occupation forces have continued to impose a strict siege on Palestinian communities. They've also imposed severe restrictions on the movement of Palestinian civilians. This week, Israeli occupation forces erected a number of sudden military checkpoints where they stopped and checked Palestinian civilians, arrested five Palestinian civilians. They also severely beat five Palestinian civilians. Thousands of Palestinian Christians were denied access to the holy sites in East Jerusalem. There continues to be ongoing shelling and encroachment into Palestinian areas and attacks on Palestinian civilian property. For more details of this report, please go to www.pchrgaza.org.